You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
That is Voom with Magic featuring Phaser Days. Kia ora, Buzz. How are you this morning?
Kia ora, Rachel. How's it going?
Pretty good. How about yourself?
Very good. Very good. Sorry I couldn't come in. I was going to come in.
That's all right. It happens.
I had a leak under the sink in my kitchen in a big puddle in the middle of the night. And then the plumber was coming around this morning at 8 o'clock.
It's got to be done, Buzz. It's absolutely got to be done. Sometimes sometimes things just get in the way. Hey,
yeah.
Very excited and grateful as well that Voom are going to be playing Save the Bee, which is a big fundraiser gig we're having at the Town Hall, no less, on the 20th of December. I'm going to whip through the lineup because it's a stacked one. We've got Aroha, Concord Dawn playing their final ever performance, Delaney Davidson and Marlon Williams together, Ebony Lamb, Lips, Princess Chelsea, Rock and Roll Machine, first appearance in over a decade. Shehard playing Churn in Full to celebrate 30 years of that record. Tiny Ruins and yourselves. It's a pretty stacked as collection of artists from across many different decades of BFM. Buzz, you've had a long and storied history with the station. What does BFM mean to you?
Oh, God. yeah, I mean, I started the Kid Show in 1989. And I'd been listening to BFM like a special secret. When I discovered BFM, it was just like, in the 80s, BFM was like all punk and everyone wore black. And I remember walking in there and asking if they'd be interested in doing a children's show on Sunday morning.
And, how did that go down?
To my surprise, they said, oh, okay.
Awesome.
And they gave me half an hour from 6 till 6.30 in the morning on Sunday morning. And then within about 6 months, it was 2 hours from 7 till 9. And basically, it was such an incredibly friendly, creative, musical... BFM is just an amazing place. One of the guys who came on the kids show in the early days and did a little snippet was a guy called Arif Usmani, who was in an outfit called the Aunties. And he had been in BFM, involved with Radio Bosom back in the 1960s.
Mm.
And he had all these really cool cassettes of shows that people had done back in the 60s. And, you know, you've got that little sting where it's going, Radio Bosom!
Oh, yeah.
Whatever. That sound that you've got there is me. I got that off one of his cassettes and put it as a sting on BFM back in the 90s. So you've had that since the 90s.
We've got some fantastic stings courtesy of you specifically, Buzz, which is also something we're very grateful for. And I'm so intrigued by why the kids show was something that you felt like you wanted to bring to the B. What was it that made you be like, this is the way I want to be on this radio station?
Bizarre, eh? I didn't really think of myself as a musician or a songwriter or anything back then. That happened sort of like in the mid 90s, and then kind of like Voom and the kids show, I just felt like that was a bit weird being a kids show host and being in a band. You know, I didn't want to have to censor my lyrics, not that I write dodgy lyrics, but when I was a kid we used to listen to the radio all the time on a Sunday morning for all these weird stories that they would have, and I collected those records just as a hobby from about 1980 onwards.
Mm.
And I ended up getting all these records off 1ZB and they're old. And there was no radio station in New Zealand that was doing a children's show at that stage. And I just thought there's something special about audio stories that you sit down and listen to and you kind of invent all the pictures in your mind while you're listening to the story. You know, I never got a similar magic watching the TV.
Mm.
And I think it's a bit like reading a book. You invent all the stories, all the pictures in your head. And I just thought it was a really cool thing. And then I came up with the idea of doing Kids Talk Back.
Amazing. And how was it in those early days? Anyone who listens to the kids show now will get what the vibe goes like. It's extremely wholesome to listen to. But what kind of conversations were you having with people, Buzz?
With kids on the we used to have handstand competitions, and then we used to have first one to put the phone down, and run around their house, and come back to the telephone. people used to ring in and you know, flush their toilet over the radio, just for the different sounds of flushing toilets. We had all kinds of crazy, wacky things. That was the cool thing about BFM, you could do anything you wanted.
Hard. And there's so many people who come through as volunteers who grew up listening to the BFM Kids Show now, which is such a special thing. There's not a lot of media, I guess, in the world that has such a holistic community sense where you can literally grow up as a baby listening to it and end up as a DJ and you know, just because you want to as well. You know, the threshold for getting in here is coming up the stairs and walking through the door and saying, I'm
cradle
keen.
Cradle to grave.
Yeah, exactly. Cradle to grave for sure. Hey, Buzz, when you started Voom, how did student radio fit into that for you guys as a band?
Well, I was working at BFM and... when Voom started, it was a pretty much just a loose hobby, and we just we bought a song in and gave it to I can't remember who the was it Earl Curtin whoever the program director was at the time. We gave them a song, and it immediately went to number one, and they started thrashing it, and then it was like, oh, I was thinking of BFM as a sort of a music thing, you know. Mind you, it was probably pretty easy to get your song to number one on BFM.
Still takes a dedicated listenership, I think.
Yeah.
Still know the people love it. And what song was that first one that came through?
That was Relax.
Mm.
We recorded that in the middle of the night, and then a couple of weeks later we had a final version of it, and we just brought it in on a cassette. Everything was on cassette back then. But there was another song that I'd done a few years earlier, which I just did on a four-track machine as myself, and wasn't even my name, I don't think. And it got on some cassette. It was called Butcher's Daughter, and apparently that went to number one on BFM. But I didn't hear it, and I never listened to BFM back then. And that's what got me interested in BFM. Is someone said, "Oh, your song's been number one on BFM," blah blah blah, blah. And I was like, "What's BFM?"
That's a great way to find out that there's a whole community that's already into what you're doing.
Yeah,
for sure. And then obviously,
I just love the sort of the undergroundness of it, the creativeness of it, the freedom of expression, the broad spectrum of everything. It was so uncommercial in its style.
Mm. Yeah. It's one of those things that anybody listening right now will know about BFM. Anyone who's had the pleasure of sitting in the studio or coming in for a chat or whatever, you know, this is like a station run on nerds. That's basically what it is. We're just nerds who love what we do, and we love music, and we love independent journalism, and we love being a bit weird. And it's just fantastic to have a platform like BFM that gives us permission to do that. So this big gig is going to be a celebration of all of that, and hopefully a big cash injection to help us keep on keeping on for another 55 years. We're nearly at 55.
Yeah, you don't have to keep selling your records.
Exactly, yeah. So that would be pretty good. And what are you going to be bringing to the stage, Buzz? Because I know you've been busy with writing and doing all sorts of things as well. Obviously, that track that we just heard with Phaser Days is such a wonderful collaboration. What have you been tutuing away with Voom at the moment?
We sort of have an album that's nearly finished, and we had to put a pause on that because we just had sort of like life drama issues going on with multiple members in the band, and so we've just decided to start putting out singles. So we've got a single coming out in a few weeks time.
Exciting.
And we figured that, you know, these days you can just put out singles, and it's almost better than putting out an album. When you put out about 10 or 12 singles, you just release them all as an album. So we've decided just to go ahead and do that so that we can give people songs.
Awesome.
You know, rather than waiting for this sort of big, you know, like when you make an album, you pause your whole sort of like interaction with the world for so many years, you know. I mean, we're the worst. But when I say, well, what am I going to bring to the stage? I have a confession to make. When I was working at BFM in the kids show, I took a record out of the BFM library and took it home.
Buzz, how you'd be the only person who's ever done that.
I know. And it was a Daniel Johnson record.
Oh, that's a goodie too.
And they had the BFM, I don't know whether
the duct tape and the stamp and the sticker and everything.
Yes.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. So maybe I could bring that back.
Oh, that'd be good.
I'll bring that and donate it back to BFM.
I quite like the idea of doing that on stage at the town hall as well, some sort of ceremonial handover, like we're cutting the ribbon or something. I feel like that could be quite a good process. I'm very excited that you're going to be playing For Save the
Bee. You could have an amnesty, and everyone who's ever taken any records from BFM can bring it along to the gig and get in free or something.
I think that's a great idea. Anyone who's ever found one in the bargain bin of a record store can be like, oh, I found this and I'd like to bring it back. That would be good.
Oh, so. Yeah. No, don't need them in free. Don't need them in free. Just say you can get in for twice the price if you're lucky.
Exactly, exactly. No, we're very excited to have everyone there. For anybody listening who holds a B card, you should check your emails this morning because a pre-sale code will be going out to you that you can use from midday on Ticketmaster to get a ticket to Save the Bee. We had
Next
to do
Tuesday,
it.
Right?
This morning for B card holders and next Tuesday for everybody else. So
Okay, cool.
Yeah, if you've got a B card, that's what it's all about. And if you don't have a B card, grab one because it does make a massive difference for keeping us going in a long-term and sustainable way. It's as little as $4.20 a month or $9.50 or a bit more if you're posh and you feel like giving us a bit more. So thank you to everyone who does have a B card. It makes a big difference. And thank you, Buzz. It's great to chat with you and it's very exciting to have you guys playing at Save the Bee on the 20th of December at the Auckland Town Hall.
Yeah, it's going to be a great gig. I bet you it's going to be an amazing gig. There's such a love for BFM and there's such a... it'll be an amazing atmosphere, I think, from the crowd and great lineup.
Hard out. Hey, Buzz, have a great rest of your morning. We'll see you very soon.
Thanks, Rachel.
This is King Kong.
Keep up the good work.
You too.
Love your show.
What a beautiful day it is. Oh, hang on, it is again now. Today.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.